Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe with your host, Robin Misevich. Transformation Cafe, a weekly half hour of light, topical conversation about health, wellness, happiness, personal growth, spirituality, and other insights. We're glad you're here. Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul. Now, let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight's show.
Well, hey, everybody. I want to welcome you to the Transformation Cafe. I'm your host, Robin Misevich, and we are in the Cafe Book Club. We've been going through Energy Speaks with Lee Harris for about 3 months now. And I really love the momentum and the tempo that we've done on this show, because it's funny, you know, every once in a while you just get one of these books that each chapter on its own is so profound and has such dynamic information that it really love to just take our time and chew on it. And I'm going to go ahead and get my co-host, Miss Amy. How are you doing tonight?
I'm feeling very powerful.
That's good. That's good, because we're going to talk about the power of women. And,
I'm ready to stand in my power. Let's go.
Well, and you get that superpower stance, and we talked about that before with
on.
Presence by Amy Cuddy.
I'm holding my sword.
That we can, yes, exactly. Well, you know what? I think you can stand with anything that it's the way it expresses yourself. It could be a spatula. I'm going to stand with the power of my spatula. Here we go.
Or maybe,
yeah, whatever.
Maybe a paintbrush.
Or my paintbrush, or yeah, my cell phone, or whatever thing there. And I think that's a really good place to jump off from, because part of really when we talk about the feminine, because really we're talking about feminine and masculine energies and the call to what's really kind of happening on the planet right now, from what this chapter really wants to just talk about, it's just being in a more balanced place with our energies and allowing ourselves to be that much more in a place of expressing ourselves through creativity. And that's really what the feminine is. It's a fundamental creative energy, and it's potent. It's very, very potent. So right off the bat, I wanted to go ahead and read something that Lee had said. He said, this is an invitation for women to know their inherent strength and to stand up in conscious solidarity, because having more and more women in leadership roles is critical to balancing much of the masculine energies distorted in the root of our collective pain. And boy, gosh, does that speak to you when you talk about collective pain of something that we've just had for centuries, being able to change that. So what would you like to share on that first thing off with the beginning of that chapter, Ian?
Well, you know, you bring up an interesting point here at the very beginning in 177. It talks about the power of women as a call to arms. It is an invitation for women to know their inherent strength and to stand up in conscious solidarity, because having more and more women in leadership roles is critical to balancing much of the masculine energy distortion. I don't think I really buy that. If what I'm getting is it's about all of us standing in balance as male and female. You know, I happen to be a woman. That's how I, you know, identify. And I work to be in balance with the male and the female. And I think we were kind of playing with it, but I think for me, what I'm getting is it's standing in our genius in that counterbalance. And, you know, you talk about the paintbrush, or I guess they're trying to say, what would the symbol be for me? I don't know, but I'm not really clear on that. But, you know, for me, it's all about collaboration, and it's about standing in unconditional love as I help people. You know, I help pull them through a knothole, right, to almost like a bird, right, who they're here to be. So for me, it's not about us tipping a balance or anything else. It's about, I guess what's coming to my mind is when, you know, Mother Teresa, anyway, look at all these great leaders, they didn't fight for anything. It almost feels like a fight energy. You know, we're going to be women leaders and we're going to tip the balance. What if we stand in our power and in our genius, and everything kind of molds around us? Does that make sense?
Yeah, because, you know, it goes on to say right after it talks about the power of leadership, and that the feminine is a fundamental creative energy, is that it's the women's energy, the feminine, because we all have male and female energies. And it's really an invitation for us to come into a new balance with ourselves and recognize that whether you are male or female, you know, a man or a woman, you've got those two energies working within you. And it goes on to talk about the gift of nurturing. And it says, you know, to nurture is not fully understood as a powerful life force that it is, but it truly is. The love you give when you're nurturing, whether you're male or female, is an expression of the power of the divine feminine. And, of course, that's not to say that masculine energy does not hold love or give love, but it's a way of it's a way that it is expressing in the world. And it goes on to talk about how a lot of men are struggling with being able to be in a place where they're willing to share their emotions and to be open-hearted in the way that they can move forward in the world. And that resistance can turn into anger, and it's really anger toward themselves, because it's a resistance mm-hmm. that men have of the way they, when they're trying to express it, that increase, it's basically the really a conflict within themselves, and it's expressed more outwardly. So I think it's really, it's really interesting to move it into something and really looking at it. Because to me, the key sentence in this whole chapter was that when women come into a place where men are supporting women, that they become more powerful. And I think for people to embrace that and to realize that, you know, because I've heard that before with other teachings where it talks about when the women come to a place of, you know, rising to their full expression, that everybody benefits mm-hmm. and no one's going to be left behind. And I think that's something that we really need to embrace. And that, you know, and just like you're saying, you know, I always see the, you know, girl power and all this other kinds of stuff. It always makes me think, well, what about the guys? The guys have their power too, you know?
Well,
so it seems very
power.
One-sided, you know? Yeah.
Someone's like,
so I get that too.
Our authentic power. I think that's the difference. Instead of, you know, mm-hmm. the male or female, it's almost like, you know, we're creating this battle where isn't the whole idea about it being a balance? What comes to me is, you know, the infinity sign, right? That balance for the course, the yin and the yang, and that ebb and flow back and forth. On page 179, it's really powerful, and I see this in my life. And it says, at the same time, it is true that the power of a woman can melt a man's heart, inviting openness and vulnerability. Yet many men are not ready to have their hearts touched in this way. And when I met my husband, military for many years, he would not have been open to that heart melting before mm-hmm. I met him, but all kinds of things happened in his life that he was just at a down and out, done kind of place, that he wasn't fighting anything anymore. He just felt like he was defeated. And I was able to help him see who he really was. And mm-hmm. I think that's a real gift that we have, certainly with men, but I think it's also people in general.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like I don't know why, but I'm thinking of Florence Nightingale. When you come to a level of, you know, the men would go out and battle, and then the women would be behind the battle lines ready to help to heal and nurture and bring them back to a place where they could reset themselves in a place of, nurturing. And it goes back to that nurturing energy and things like that. So it's working with all those different kinds of expressions of, you know, it's that real – almost an invitation to step back a little bit about, you know, how have we portrayed women as opposed to men, and how are, you know, what's the strengths of each of us, and recognizing that we all have them, but, you know,
right.
how are they being expressed? It talks about women, especially in the role of mothering, and that's really one of the only places in society where we're really being honored for the level of authority we have when it comes to being able to care for our children. And I think that's really true. You know, I've got two daughters, and when it comes to, and I really want to make that even more intuition, because that's one thing when you're talking to people about mother's intuition or that sense of knowing that people don't question when it comes to like, well, I just think I really need to go take care of my child or whatever. And it's just something that's way more expansive than that, but we kind of peg hole it into that whole thing about mothers know. So
mm-hmm.
it's way bigger than that, and about women knowing. And we all know, because if we're willing to tap into those parts of ourselves on an intuitive level, on a sensitive level, and really listen to it. I love the talked about it. One quote was talking about how it's a matter of looking not really outwardly, but inwardly, and being able to be quiet with that. Lee has another message that he'd done about the power of the feminine. And one of the things that was an exercise was, can you allow yourself to be quiet 3 times a day for 5 minutes and just be in a place of listening to yourself? And and it was asking you to do that for 3 weeks. So just imagine that. For 3 weeks every day, I'm going to allow myself 3 times a day to just be quiet for 5 minutes.
So by how about we go through the end of March, that,
mm-hmm.
you know, for 30 days, we'll
mm-hmm.
challenge, or you know, that's very male, isn't it? We're going to challenge you. How about female? We'll
mm-hmm.
invite you.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't that the difference?
Inspire you.
Right. The chant, well, maybe. I think male can inspire too. But it was just,
mm-hmm.
you're kind of looking at your languaging too about the male and the female, right?
Right.
Instead of
exactly.
versus I'm going to invite, you know, our two, and I guess I think we're just all really exploring this. How do I know when I'm male and a female? And here on page 179, the first sentence of the last paragraph, masculine power is about will and action. So many women have disallowed their aspects of their power. I don't think so from the perspective of, if you've been really successful in business as a woman, you've done it as a man in male energy.
Yeah.
You become
mm-hmm.
a workaholic. So
mm-hmm.
that's definitely a large part of what my work is currently. I mean, having been one a long time and now supporting myself and others, and how do I be a woman and be successful without doing it from that male will and making it happen and challenge into loving
mm-hmm.
into strength, into supporting myself and others to grow and to expand and nurturing myself and others. I think that's why we hear this, you know, put on the oxygen mask, which if I hear that again, I'm going to puke, because we've been talking about it forever. But, you know, let's really
mm-hmm.
do this. Let's really nourish, and whatever way that looks like for you, into who you're here to be, living that genius in your authentic power. And then I think we move past a whole lot of male or female or any of that. When you're really, I think, in your authentic power, when you're using the gifts that you came here to use, I think all that evens out. I'm just kind of talking and processing at the same time.
Yeah. And, you know, in the background, it just feels like the recipe for manifestation.
Mm.
And just having the way things are getting created in the world, you know, through my action and my knowing, I move out and change things. And, you know, that is part of creativity. That is part of getting something done. And if you look at the way that you would actually just take any process, whether it's cooking or whatever, you know, you're going to have the vision of what you want to create and then being able to move it into real-time action and what that looks like. So it definitely is the male and the female working together. Pretty much in any of those things, the way that things are going to be getting created.
Well, it's really interesting. They talk a lot about, you know, using your voice and allowing the female voice and blah, 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 blah. I think it's interesting. Our dear Kelly Kapsar, she would have been here tonight, but she's off doing something very important, I'm sure. And we do a lot of supporting her in her voice, but instead of, you know, use your voice, you know, push her through the voice, we love her and create opportunities for her voice to be heard. Do you understand the difference?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's
something with
your voice. Stand in your voice. Maybe it's about finding people that support you in being your voice. And you know what I mean? You already have your voice. You don't have to find it. It's not, you know, it's there. It's, you know, it's but being comfortable and feeling safe. And so putting yourself in those environments and having those relationships with people, that is second nature, just to be who you are and your voice and all that jazz.
Well, and I think, too, it's like it's part of the thing. It's not what you say, it's what you do.
Mm.
So part of that whole thing is like, you know, yes, we're speaking it, but we're also showing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's through the power of the showing, which is another creative process. So there's something going really good with that. That's for sure. So, but, you know,
so
it says if you were a woman, it's... If you are a woman, it's time to allow your voice to be in a place of speaking. We women need to speak outwardly.
Surround yourself with people who love your voice. You know, there's a Tony Award. I think I might have talked about this before. This fellow that won for Hades, Hadesville or whatever the play is. That he was, you know, an older man who had been acting forever, and he said, you know, the tips of, you know, success for him is surround yourself with people whose eyes light up when you walk in a room. You know, surround yourself with people when they see that you have something to say, they are thrilled and they can't wait to hear it.
And with that is just like with everything, you know, it's about talking about love. And the power of love and how it's been undervalued and underrated for so long. And you know, the power of love is the power of life. And it's something that being able to have that as a way of communicating through the world. So let's go ahead and do an opening your heart to your mother and your father. And really want people to understand that, you know, why that? It's a matter of being able to come into a place where you embrace your parenting for yourself. You know, it's a constant, consciously representing the masculine and the feminine and realizing that your mom and dad did the best they could with what they know, and you really come to a place of that primary energies that drive your life. So as you come from a place of freeing yourself from those parental thoughts about, well, you know, my mom and dad weren't for me or whatever, you know, it really helps you to be in a potent place where you can be in a place of believing that, you know, they were the seed to bring you here, and it's beyond them that you're being invited to basically show, you know, who you really are. So that's the reason why we're, you know, the chapter really wanted to come from a place of opening your heart to your mother and father so you can basically give that to yourself, within yourself.
All right, so okay, the key, are we ready to go?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so they say the key is simply to open your heart to both sides of your energy. Again, that yin and the yang, that infinity sign, how it makes sense to me. Take a slow, deep breath in and relax. Again, breathing in ease and peace, breathing out tension and overthinking. In your mind's eye, look ahead of you and see the two individuals who are your parents. If you did not have one or both birth parents in the beginning of your life, bring in the energy that represents your parents. See your father on the right-hand side and your mother on the left-hand side. See them however you wish to. You may see them in physical form. You may see them energetically. Trust whatever comes to you is perfect, sensing that they gave you everything that they were capable of, and they did the best they could when it came to nurturing you and giving of their energy and love to you. Now look at your father on the right and see who this man was as an expression of the male energy. Was he masculine man, a feminine man, or a balanced man whose energy was as energy was concerned? Just notice the part of your energetic heritage. And in your own way, take a moment to thank your father for giving you life. This may be confrontational if you do not have a good relationship with your father, but remember that you're thanking him for giving you life, not necessarily for raising you. You're thanking him for being the vessel through which you chose to get your first taste of masculine energy. For however you experience your relationship with your father, there is an alignment energetically. Otherwise, you would not have been birthed through the seed of energy. Take a moment to thank him for this life he gave you and see who he was. See who he is. See what you came from. Now shift your energy to the left and see your mother. This is the woman who came through into the, you came through into the outer world. This is the seed of feminine energy you needed in physical form. She is the woman whose womb was your cradle of creation for the 9 months leading up to the first breath. In this moment, simply thank her for giving you life. You came here with many aspects of yourself, skills, talents, gifts, capacities, challenges, lessons to be learned, not sourced from your birth parents. You are entirely your own soul, but your first doorway to Earth was through these two people. It is important to see and acknowledge that truth, and then find the place in your heart where you can authentically thank them. If you had, or still have, a difficult relationship with one or both of your parents, it is especially vital to thank them for giving you life so that you can finally let go of identifying with them as limiting factors with aspects of who you are now. When you have thanked both your parents, just allow them to disappear into the mist. Now take one more breath and release this exercise.
Thank you, Amy. That was great.
Thank you. So, is anything coming up for you through that?
I just felt a lot of gratitude. You know, when we pull back from, you know, the, like the meditation was saying, you know, don't get caught up in the, you know, the details, but just the fact that them coming together in love and having the giving and receiving that they gave one another, that you were a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really great. How about you?
Yeah, it's interesting being with, because in our particular family, I would have to say, wow, you know, how do I say this? That in many ways, our father was more the feminine. But I don't know if our mother was always that way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because I'm not sure, and part of it, you know, growing up in a military family, she had to become the head of the household at times, and I think function
mm-hmm.
more in that way. So I think it was a little bit confusing now just kind of looking at it, that they weren't, it was like there was a pretending that they were, you know, mother, father, male, female, but in reality, it felt different to me. Did you have that experience?
Yeah, and I look at the fact of who we are as women and that we all seem to have a pretty strong masculine energy in us. Because, you
yeah.
know, we basically have a strong will for action and a will. Our will and action is pretty strong about, you know, trying to be positive agents for the world. We all do it in our own way. So I think that's an interesting thing to look at. It'll be interesting to go back and visit this maybe in a different way with Kelly, because Kelly works with, and one of her things that she does with people is to talk about seven generations of people, you know,
yeah.
kind of generations of your family, and moving into that as a conversation from kind of having this as a springboard for that would be interesting.
Yeah. I think so, because I think that I think you're on to something there, because I think you may
mm-hmm.
carry a more male or female energy currently based on, you know, those kinds of things, what happened in the different
yeah.
lineage. And if you go back and clear, which she does a beautiful
mm-hmm.
process of clearing, you know, from the beginning there, then it would change who you're functioning as, right, all the way through the chain.
Well, and that's coming from a place of gratitude for each of your, you know, your grandparents that go back seven generations.
Absolutely.
Because going back to seven generations, you know, you were meant to come through all that. that's kind of like, wow, you know. I'm like, you know, through all their experiences, I became a future seed through those experiences. So that can be very humbling.
Mm-hmm.
How that happened. Yeah. So, yeah, I think we'll explore that with Kelly in a future show. I think that would be great. So one of the keys, too, is really looking from freedom of competition. And, you know, we wanted to talk tonight about a lot of different keys when it comes to how we want to unpack the feminine and masculine energy. It says one of the keys to embodying and accelerating your power as a woman is to heal the wound of competition. And part of that goes into the masculine energies of just competition in general, of the way the men have had through just all the centuries of being caretakers for us in the way that the world used to be. In having dominance for being able to just, you know, survive. And we're moving into a place of where we don't have to have that anymore. So it says, if you are a woman and you find yourself in competition with other women, look within and see yourself whether they may be a part of your heart that is not accepting your own feminine power. You may, in fact, be in judgment of the feminine power. Do not be hard on yourself if you see this. It is just a societal program that has been running for a long, long time, and you can be free of it. The girls on our planet right now want to be free of these programs. They want to be nurturing by leadership in women. So becoming free of the shackles of competition among ourselves and others can be one of the most profound gifts that we can offer to ourselves and others, and as we are looking for ourselves and for direction and inspiration. And I think that's really true, because I think we've had a conversation about that over the weekend with Nisi when we had a gathering that we did with her, that there definitely was that struggle of competition and what they can look like and how it's...
Mm-hmm. There was a limited resources. There were limited jobs. There were limited, you know, good men, quote unquote, right? So we fought for those. Mm-hmm. If we come from this expansion that the perfect right people, the perfect right job, everything comes to us when we're standing in our gifts and talents and authentic power, then competition makes no sense.
Right. You know, and going back to that for just a second, too, is looking at just in the world how there was levels of scarcity, and that, you know, women may be the preparers of the food, but they basically were never, you know, invited to be at the table. So
yeah.
A part of that is now making a new place to have a new table and a new sense of abundance in the world, so all those things can be celebrated.
And I think it's shifting, you know, that survival to looking at it in a different way, that the masculine in us protecting the feminine in us,
mm-hmm.
and the feminine helping to keep the masculine open-hearted. If you look at it as an internal system, you know, and if you,
mm-hmm.
you've got that balance in the internal system, it supports everything else going on the outside. And you say with our friend Nisi, who has conversations with a twist and provides these opportunities for women, and I believe they have men groups too, to come together and really be present and really be real. I want to read the feminine energy affirmation. Is it on Sunday? We went... climbed a mountain together. There was, 10 of us, 11 of us. No, I guess whatever their number was. And we got to the top of this, you know, this peak, and really allowed ourselves to stand in protecting. I always felt like the masculine is protecting the feminine in us in everything they were doing and standing for this affirmation. So the feminine energy affirmation, I opened the feminine energy inside myself. I'm ready to discover new dimensions of the sacred creative force. It is safe to embrace and express my feelings. It is safe to abide in my sensitivities as an intuitive, empathic, and nurturing human being. And knowing that I will protect myself, and sometimes I can't, so I have my sisters and my brothers that will help me. That, you know, one of the things I find myself saying to others all the time is, I've got your back, I've got your heart, I've got your hand. And that for others, I've got that for myself, so we can all stand authentically together. Sometimes it's crying, sometimes it's laughing. It is whatever it is. Sometimes it's both at the same time, right?
Yeah, and the male will come to protect. I think there's something to be said that the female will come to protect, especially when we come from the mothering energies of, protecting those inner child of myself or just the children of the world, and knowing that as I stand as being balanced within myself, now that I recognize the gifts of my mother and my father and the fact that they were they seeded me here so I can nurture the seeds of the future, and the seeds in myself with my creativity and stuff. Because when you really look at creativity, what is that? Those are things that I'm wanting to birth into the world. So as I'm birthing things, I'm embracing those aspects of myself so I can make them be that much more of an impactful and a gifting thing that I can put out as I express myself. So it's all empowering.
It's all empowering. Well, the next chapter is Radical Expression, the Doorway to Transformation. Hold on to your hat.
Mm-hmm.
Go
exactly. Well, like I said, I think we'll continue this conversation with Miss Kelly and kind of go back into the mother and father releasing with the seeds and look at that with the generational things, because I think that would be something that would be wonderful to have as something to complement the show, because it's definitely something that I experienced over the weekend and was very grateful to Kelly when I got to experience that. So something I'd love for our diners to be able to experience as well. So, well, let us go forward and just be in a place where we know we can be safe in the way that we are bringing our gifts and talents and our heart to the world. Because I think it's just something wonderful that we can have, that it's a gift to so many. I always want to thank you for joining us. And thank you, Miss Amy, as always.
Love you.
Happy birthday!
We hope you enjoyed listening to the Transformation Cafe podcast. To learn more, visit transformation-cafe.com for show notes, guest information, and links to previous shows. You can also subscribe to the Transformation Cafe podcast on iTunes. Join us again next time at the Transformation Cafe, a fun place to nourish your soul.